The Mother's Report is an annual report we do that really looks at all sorts of different factors for moms around the world. And this year we looked at 165 countries.
Bolalarni asrang tashkiloti rahbari Carolyn Miles dediki, dunyo bo'ylab ona bo'lishga ta'sir ko'rsatadigan omillar o'rganib chiqildi. 165 mamlakatdagi vaziyat elakdan o'tkazildi. Onalar yuzlashadigan muammolarga e'tibor qaratildi. Reytingda nafaqat ona, balki bolalar yashaydigan sharoit ham inobatga olindi.
We look at the status of women, we look at what it's like to give birth in those countries, we look at the survival rates of kids in those countries, we think that's a...
Bolani dunyoga keltirish, uning salomatligi, o'lim hollari, bularning hammasini hisobga oldik, dedi Carolyn Miles.
Norway really does well all across the board. Education rates for women and girls, where Norway is number one.
Onalar uchun jannat mamlakat bu Norvegiya, dedi bolalarni asrang tashkiloti rahbari. Xotin-qizlar uchun ta'lim olish bo'yicha bu mamlakat boshqalaridan ustun. Tug'ruq paytida ayolga tibbiy yordam ko'rsatadigan shifokor va hamshiralar soni va xizmat sifati bo'yicha ham.
All across the board, Norway really comes out quite well.
Reytingning yuqori pog'onalaridan Islandiya, Shvetsiya, Yangi Zelandiya, Daniya, Finlandiya, Avstraliya, Belgiya, Irlandiya va Gollandiya ham o'rin olgan. Qo'shma Shtatlar 25-o'rinda.
Girls typically get about 4 years of formal education. Women live to be 56 in Niger.
Ona bo'lish eng qiyin joy bu Niger. Qolganlar Kongo Demokratik Respublikasi, Janubiy Sudan, Sudan, Chad, Eritreya, Mali, Gvineya-Bissau, Yaman va Afg'oniston. Ta'limdan tortib, sog'liqni saqlash sohasigacha bu jamiyatlarda ayollar uchun ahvol ayniqsa ayanchli.
I think to me one of the most striking things in the index this year was that in Niger virtually every mother will lose a child.
Bu yilgi hisobot ustida ishlayotganimizda meni dahshatga keltirgani shu bo'ldiki, dedi Carolyn Miles. Nigerda har bir ona farzandidan judo bo'ladi. Men o'zim onaman, dedi u. Tasavvur qiling, har bir onaning kamida bitta farzandi yoshi 5 ga to'lmay nobud bo'ladi.
Virtually every mother will have a child die before their 5th birthday.
Kambag'al davlatlar orasida onalar farovonligiga alohida urg'u berayotganlar ham bor. Masalan, Malavi, Nepal va Bangladesh. Hisobotda ular alohida tilga olinadi. Harakatni bolalar salomatligi, xususan oziq-ovqat ta'minotidan boshlash kerak, dedi mutaxassis.
It starts with breastfeeding. That's probably the number one thing that we can do to really accelerate the child survival rates in these poor countries.
Eng asosiysi onaning bolani emizishi. Kambag'al mamlakatlarda bolalar orasidagi o'lim hollarini kamaytirishning eng samarali yo'li aynan shu, dedi Carolyn Miles.
At the very bottom in terms of malnutrition.
Bolalarni asrang tashkiloti tahlilichi, O'zbekiston yosh avlodga g'amxo'rlik qilish bobida yetakchi o'rinda. Vaziyat tezlikda yaxshilanib borayotgan, xususan bolalarning to'yib ovqatlanishini ta'minlash bo'yicha O'zbekiston 15 davlat orasida birinchi o'rinda. Lekin Londonda asoslangan Ekonomist siyosiy tahlil jurnali bolalarni asrang tashkilotini sayoz tadqiqot va puch xulosalarida tanqid qilmoqda. Raqamlar haqiqatni aks ettirmaydi, deyiladi jurnal chop etgan maqolada. Navbahor Imamova, Washington.